Good evening, glory, hallelujah to you. What the heck's your story and what's going through you? This is the glorified version of a Bass Fishing Talk Show. I'm your host, Pat Renwick. Give it up for yourselves. Bass Galaxy, hello. Happy Wednesday. We're back. We are back. Yes. Yes. Today's show is filmed before a live studio audience. Give it up for yourself, Bass Galaxy live studio audience. That is you. We are all jacked up because today is the annual Bassmaster Classic Champion Celebration Show, long overdue. The gremlins are gone, and we bring to you Bass Galaxy, your champion, Justin Hamner. That's right. That's right. Justin Hamner. What a champion, in fact. Plus, of course, not just Justin, but in true Stray Cast glorified version of a Bass Fishing Talk Show fashion, we're bringing you sneak guests galore. Not one, not two, but three sneak guests from the Bass Galaxy. Friends, heroes, and debutantes tonight on Stray Cast. It's good to be back. It sure is good to be back here after a little hiatus. And first off, give it up for the one and only Andrew Ellenberger, producing the heck out of this deal right here. He's a ginger ninja. Also, Popcorn Whitaker can't be here tonight. He's doing a seminar on Great Lakes Bassin. So give it up for Ryan anyway. Wish you were here, Popcorn, for the big event. And of course, JR Rock and Shoal Fantasy. He's on the chat board. Run your question through JR. Tell him you said, hey, hi, ho. And guess what? JR, at the end of the show, is going to put in the randomizer. Not one, not two, but three winners for the like and share contest. First off the bat, we got a tin cup whiskey like and share contest. How do you like that? Give it up. Tin cup Mountain whiskey. Boom, boom, boom. Then what is next on there? Oh, Power Pole, a Power Pole fun pouch. Compliments of the good people at Power Pole and Justin Hamner. And get this, last but not least, Justin Hamner himself is going to go into his garage and grab something out of there and send it to you, a lucky member of the Bass Galaxy. And all you got to do is like and share the live Facebook feed. Three chances to win. Boom. That's it. Talk about there in a minute, a little bit more. Hey, congratulations to John Garrett on your Harris Chain victory. Congratulations, John. Yes, sir. Bassmaster Elite Series victory. Blue Trophy winner, John Garrett. Congratulations. And, of course, our friend Corey Johnston. Congratulations. Corey, we are so proud of you, bud. So proud of you. I mean, unreal. Unreal, Corey. You did it. You did it. John and Corey coming on soon on the Straight Cast Show. Thank you, Bassmaster. Having a great time on tour with Bassmaster, by the way. If you want to see some of the endeavors that Kyle, Jesse, and the bunch have me into, you can go look for at Bassmaster.com. Chat with Pat. Riding with Pat. And the soon-to-be Bass Man on the Street. So check that out on the Bassmaster.com. Boom. Moving right along. Hey, Gingy, you got any infomercial-type bass fishing beginning of show music? Let's get on to some business. Some official business. Yes. I like it. There it is. Official business. First off, I am still madly in love with the 6-inch Cull Shad by Berkley. I mean, the thing is absolutely amazing. And, you know, I'm catching them wherever I go on the perch color, which looks like a bluegill to me. So go figure. And adding the two, not one, not two, not one, but two, 1/32nd out weights. There it is. That's the sneak and the Revo winch. Throw it on a winch. Watch what happens. All available at OmniaFishing.com. Speaking of Omnia, the Omnia Premium Pro, Pete Prespiora Premium Pro app, helping anglers all across the United States of America and beyond, catching bass. And it's real easy. Sign up for the Omnia Premium Pro app today, tomorrow, or the next day, and get yourself a redemption of, I believe, 50 bones in products. So check it out, omniafishing.com. Hey, you want to take a slice out of life? I do it every day with my White River knife and tool, M1 Capper, everyday carry. Check out all the fine custom knives at White River Knife and Tool, whiteriverknives.com/stray. All right, there it is. Hey, I think we got a gypsy in the mist. Is there any gypsies in the mist? There he is.
What's going on?
Here's the whiskey gypsy.
How you doing, Pat?
Hey, gyps, you know who don't skip a beat? Seth Finder or Wesley Gore on the Impulse Lithiums. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, those guys are just running.
I talked to Seth yesterday.
Yeah? You did?
Yeah.
Alberte, he's going turkey hunting.
Yeah, him and Brody said.
The Joder.
Yeah, that's what he said.
They're going to hunt gobblers.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. And you're cruising. I'm doing good, dude. Look at my tan.
Yeah, I know. You've been having all kinds of fun down there. You hadn't been doing any talk showing.
I look like I lived in Florida for 10 years in Boca Raton.
Exactly.
Did you know that I actually have people come up to me at these Florida events, and they're like, we know you lived in Boca. I don't talk about it as much anymore because Andy makes fun of me for talking about when I lived in Boca. But they actually come up to me and say, Pat, remember when you lived in Boca?
Did you live in Boca?
Yeah, Andy, I knew you were coming with that one. I did live in Boca for 10 years. And actually, I met a guy there that I used to fish against in the Everglades Bassmaster. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah. All that going on, Foley. What are you doing? Who you got next to you?
Courtney.
Hey, Court. How you doing? I haven't seen you since Matt Robertson and Colleen's wedding, the M&K wedding.
She's doing good.
Hey, thank you for letting us.
I got my earbuds in, so.
Oh, well, tell Courtney I said thanks for letting us stay at your house, because I know you didn't do that. It was all Courtney, by the way.
He said thanks for letting him stay at the house.
Clogging up the toilet. It wasn't me. I didn't clog the toilet up. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know who did that.
It was old pipes or Choder.
He said it wasn't him that clogged the toilet.
Yeah, it wasn't me. Now back to bass fishing. Hey,
she grabbed an earbud from me.
Courtney, it wasn't me that clogged the toilet. It was just the old septic tank, and the grass is always greener on the other side of the septic tank.
Well, I agree with you. I texted the lady and I was like, hey, this just happened, you know, when we were leaving. She's like, I had no idea. And I was like, well, I guess
it's time over here.
But then you should have got a refund.
And they didn't have ice cream.
You left your ice cream there.
That's true. I left it for the next people. I'm kind like that. I paid
you. You're a giver. You're a giver.
And now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Excellent. Tin Cup Mountain Whiskey. It's the official brown liquor of Bassin. And that brings us right now the King and Queen Gypsy of Bassin Brown Liquor. And that's Courtney and Luke Foley. And they're on a road to somewhere, apparently.
We're heading home for dinner.
Little dinner, of course. A little rendezvous, of course. But hey. Luke Foley every week on the Stray Cast show, when we decide to do a show, he brings you the Tin Cup Mountain Whiskey Word of the Week. And whenever you hear that word, you take a little sippy or whatever you might choose. It could be a cafe con leche, like I got here without the leche. It could be an ice cold Coca-Cola, or of course, look at this, Foley, a Tin Cup Mountain Whiskey. Foley, this is the original show prop, tin cup bottle you gave me like 4 years ago for the show. I keep it
on the desk.
Are you thinking me?
It's right there. And whenever you hear the Tin Cup Whiskey Word of the Week, you take a sip. And again, please sip responsibly, but don't go anywhere. And of course, Foley and Courtney will call you off work if he get a
I'm
little.
I'm pretty good at pretending like I'm a sister, and you've got
yeah,
me,
yeah, you know, grandma.
Yeah.
Aunt, oh, well, I thought I could call her grandma.
Yeah, she's get. Well, no, you do that impersonation. That's a good. It's good. Mm-hmm. But anyway, what's the tin cup whiskey word of the week?
Well, with who you got coming on, I think we got to go with classic.
Or classic champ. Or champ? Or okay, yeah, I'll champ. I'll say champ a lot. Yeah. Whenever yeah, I see Nick Perry, I say good. champ because yeah. he's a yeah. Champ. And I see, I don't say that. I don't say champ to Klun. I don't.
That's
do
true. That would be weird.
That would be super weird. So, yeah, but I do say yeah. champ to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, Foley.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing on the show tonight.
What?
Yeah, we're giving away stuff from Tin Cup Whiskey again. We're giving okay. away stuff from Power Pole. And get this. You can win the Power Pole deal, and you can win the Justin Hamner from the Garage giveaway.
All that's right. Sounds good.
Three chances. Like and share the live Facebook feed. That's all you got to do. We put you in a randomizer. And at the end of the show, we're going to give away some prizes. Justin and I are going to announce the all three prizes at the end of the show. And Foley, you and Courtney could win two of them.
All right. Sounds good.
Power Pole fun pouch pack, Tin Cup Whiskey fun pouch pack, and the Justin Hamner from the Garage extravaganza pack. That's it. Right there. I think I got everything, Foles, right?
I think you did too.
Did I nail it? Yeah, I had a good time in that wedding.
Yeah.
It was weird how we had to put all our clothes in a garbage bag and then they walked us up blindfolded. But it was still a real good time. That part was weird. That part was weird. I felt hands everywhere, but it was weird.
Yeah.
But I loved it.
It was fun. It was fun.
They did a really great job with it. It was so cute to see the classic of her with the redneck of him combined together so beautifully.
Yeah, and the way you and Foley reenacted the entire Dirty Dance sequence from Dirty Dancing was
absolutely
amazing. I mean, stellar. Knocked
I really
it
thought he wasn't going to stick the ending, but like,
it's called the lift. It's not gonna
hey,
stick to
I'm getting I'm getting the red light buzzer that means Pat, you're talking way too much. With that being said, we're gonna power pull down for pleasure. All right. And when we come back, Bass Galaxy, it is your world champion, the one and only Justin Hamner. Put your power poles down. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Bye, guys.
Peace. Love you guys.
Love you. Bye.
Peace.
There's a moment when you're faced with a challenge and just solving the problem isn't good enough. Even if that means breaking the rules and shredding apart conventional ways of thinking. All in the name of creating something truly remarkable. With this much control at its command, we didn't stop with just one. We created two incredible trolling motors. Introducing the new Power Pole Move Brushless Trolling Motor. This is the mountain, and this is Mountain Whiskey. Unspoiled, untamed, forever wild. There's no safety net, no way down. Up here, it's just man and the mountain and his tin cup. Tin Cup Whiskey. Mountain Whiskey.
Want to know the difference between power bait and other soft plastics? Ask the fish. Berkeley scientists have thousands of flavors tested on thousands of fish. Natural, man-made, every bait that's ever hit the water. No matter the shape, size, or color, PowerBait is the only one that is scientifically proven. Fish bite and will not let go.
Omnia Premium Pro gives you the confidence to eliminate dead water on thousands of lakes across the U.S. Exclusively on the Omnia app, use 10 unique data layers containing critical real-time mapping information to see water temperature, water clarity, contours, lake bed hardness, and important weather data all in one place. Matched with Omnia's loyalty credit program on all your tackle and gear needs, this is the only app you need in your arsenal for success on the water.
Welcome back. This is the glorified version of a bass fishing talk show. What you are about to witness is a spectacle beyond spectacles, a celebration beyond celebrations. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Stray Cast Bassmaster Classic Extravaganza. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the one and only, your Bass Galaxy champion. It's Justin Hamner. Give it up, Bass Galaxy.
Yeah.
Hello. World champion Justin Hamner.
That was the greatest intro.
Really? I was winging it, completely winging it. It was black screen. I didn't know, even know we were live. And I just did stuff that reminded me of something. I don't know. But welcome, champion Justin Hamner. You did it, Justin. You did it.
Holy crap, I did it.
You did it. You're a Bassmaster Classic champion.
That'll never get old, Aaron.
I know. How could it? I mean, look at that Ray Scott trophy. Sitting right next to you. I mean, just it's fluid. It's fluid with the dreams of so many anglers. I mean, think about it, bud. And you, I mean, 54 anglers. Or no, because there's a lot of quad Pete's and everything else. But 54 Bassmaster Classics and only a limited elite few hold that trophy, and now you're part of the elite.
Dude, it's nuts.
Right? I mean, it's absolutely crazy. And I'm glad that we have you on the show now, like after you've had a chance to breathe a little bit. You know, you had the classic. We had some internet demons. It was actually it was a squirrel screwed through the line. Chewed through the line.
Ginger.
Yeah, it was the ninja. He was out there.
He didn't want to talk to me.
Yeah. But we're here. I mean, it's nice because you've got a couple derbs since under your belt, a chance to get back to the real world, and here we find ourselves. And I like it that way. How about you?
What's the real world?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think we live in one because we don't have real jobs anyway. I mean, you're a pro bass fisherman, and I talk to pro bass fishermen, so these are not real jobs. But
man, it's terrible. It's tough.
And believe me, I'm not undermining any of it. I mean, I'm not. I believe me, I know how hard you guys work, and especially here's the deal. I mean, I've been doing the deal with Bassmaster for the Marshall program on the first 2 days of your guys' tournaments, and then on the other days doing stuff on land. And I got to tell you, I'm beat after those 2 days, and you guys are out there for not only the, you know, hopefully 4 days of an event, but also the week prior, the 3-4 days prior in practice. So, and on a back to backer, like you just got done with in Florida. I mean, that's exhausting. So, you know, for the real world talk, quote unquote, yeah, your job is not as easy as it seems. And let's face it here, Justin Hamner, if you don't catch fish, you don't eat. Okay. Christina and Scarlett, you don't eat if you don't catch fish. So it's not the easiest job in the world. That's clear.
It really is. It's the greatest job in the world.
It sure is.
But it's not the easiest.
It sure is. And again, fortunate enough that Ray Scott's dream came to fruition for so many anglers to make a living out of this deal, and Bass provides that platform for you. Pretty cool, dude. Pretty cool.
It is. Dude, if you just sit there and think about, like, all the amount of work and sweat and just straight up just crap that we put ourselves through, and all of us, to chase that right there.
Yeah.
Dude, it's insane.
It really is.
Yeah, we might be insane.
I like it that you have it into a sunflower, hand painted. What's the story with the hand painting sunflower back there?
Oh, my wife did it. So
I like
it. I mean, my first podcast I was ever on, I had that in the background. And just because we won a classic, ain't going to change nothing.
Yeah, you know, that better not. That's good luck. Good luck for sure. Hey, and speaking of podcasts, you've done a bunch of those since you won. So what we're going to do, we're going to start this show off and we're going to make it real painless for you. And we're just going to do victory in a nutshell. Bassmaster Classic victory in a nutshell. And that's where I just say some key points and you just tell us, you elaborate on them and they all lead to your final victory in the Bassmaster Classic of 2024. All right. Grand Lake of the Cherokees. Hey, did you know you're a Bassmaster Classic champion? It don't get old.
When Mercer was calling us out, and he said, "You're reigning Bassmaster Classic champion." And I was like, "Oh crap, I got out of line."
Like, oh, that's me. <It's> like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. There we go.
All right, you ready? This is your Bassmaster Classic victory in a nutshell. And the first point of order here is too many trash fish outside. I can't tell if they're bass. That's what do you think? I mean, that was your practice, right? I mean, you planned on going outside, and then you went outside and you scopied around. You got the periscope out, right? Then you went scoping, and you're like, I can't tell. There's stripers. There's drums. There's white bass. There's carp. So I don't know what.
I have a video on my phone that I took of just looking out in the middle of that lake. If somebody can figure out what all that was, and obviously none of us did, but if you could figure out what all that was and like decipher bass from all that, more power to you.
God bless you.
But dude, that was like, it was actually good because like that made me go to the bank, everybody kind of go to the bank. But then that's how you can start separating yourself.
Yeah, and I like how you led me in there because my next point of order is let's go find cold water, not warm water. You kind of went vice versa, didn't you? It was a catch 44.
That's a little sneaky.
You got sneaky AF right there.
Yeah, everybody's always wanting to go find the warm water. The fish are pulling up to spawn. I hate spawning fish.
Okay.
I hate them. Those are the most unpredictable fish in the world. I want fish that are like those winter fish. They've been doing that deal for 3 months. So that cold water deal, they already know what's going on. If a front hits them, what does it matter?
They love
you. Changing conditions, stuff like that. They're just feeding.
They're still going to the refrigerator.
Worried about pulling up every day. So those are just way more reliable and they're fat.
Okay.
I mean, dude, the fish I was catching were just like, I mean, they were. They were chunks.
Gordos, el gordo.
They were so fat.
I like how excited you got about explaining the fish you were catching. That's pretty cool.
Anytime I'm talking about fishing, I get excited.
So you found what you wanted, some fish and some cold water, and you're like, okay, the periscope's not doing me the best a good here. So now let's go to the bank and find us some brush and find us some laydowns and find us some docks and start looking around on there and throw in your weapons of choice. That's is that a pretty accurate statement? Is that what happened there?
So if you back up to like my practice sucked.
Okay.
It straight up sucked. Those, you know, we have those first 3 days, the Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I was like feeling pretty good about that Honey Creek area. It's like, I'm probably going to spend the whole tournament there. So we go out Wednesday. I go, you know, we have till like 3 o'clock. Go out Wednesday. They're gone. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened.
Yikes.
Them fish was gone. It was nothing but little ones. So tournament day, I went and started in that creek that I pretty much call my fish in way down there. I hadn't seen it since the Saturday before, but I knew it was like the coldest water, but it was literally the only place in practice where I caught like a 2.5 pounder. And then I saw one, I mean, daggum blob come chasing my jerk bait. And that's the only place I saw like that big old fish. It's like, let's just go for it.
Might as well start going there. Yeah. And that was the
that other place.
Yeah, that was the mind change. That was the turning point.
Yep.
Yeah, I like it. And that's how, I mean, and let's be real about it. That's how a tournament angler thinks. I mean, sometimes you don't have that much to go on, but just that little bit can turn into magnum results, right? There's a perfect example of it. No doubt, man. Hey, let's throw the jerk bait at them and see if they react. Then we know if they're bass or not. Is that an accurate statement?
That's completely accurate. Like we said, there's so much stupid trash fish in this pond. Good God. It was insane. So I would pull up to a laydown, look over there. I'd throw my jerk bait. There would be 30 to 50 fish in a laydown. Nice. And I mean, you couldn't tell anything apart, but throw that jerk bait in there. Might not see anything move to it. Throw back in there again, and you'd see one kind of poke its head out.
You're like, hey, bucket head.
Gotcha.
You.
Gotcha.
You. Okay.
So that's why I was having to slow down so much more. Just keep making those casts. Honestly, I don't think a lot of the fish, if you just threw one cast at a laydown, I don't think the bass were even seeing it or knowing that it was there because of all these other fish in the way.
Wow. And think of how that happens so many times, and we have no idea. I mean, that's a lot, bro. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get into the derb. Let's get into the derb here a little bit. And you're winning. You're leading. It's neck and neck. It was a kind of go anyway derb. And then on the second day, you pulled a Randy Howell, so to speak. You were like, you called the complete audible, turned the boat around, and went and did something else. And when something like that happens, and like they say, when a plan comes together, and 60% of the time it works every time, you know you're on to something. Tell us about that situation, Justin.
So I started in that same creek that I called him in day one. Got in there and immediately, here's another little catch 44 for you.
Okay.
Get in there. And it was that entire creek. The first day, never saw a ball of bait. Zero bait. The wind shifted and started pushing into that creek. And the entire creek was like a blanket of shad.
Oh, yikes. You're like,
and those fish were, I mean, fish were going through them, blowing through them. Could not buy a bite. I mean, I couldn't compete with all the bait fish. And it completely screwed up that whole area.
Oh.
Because it blew bait into my area.
Yeah. And they just had everything they wanted. What? Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't compete. So, yeah, that's when I turned around and started fishing brush piles.
Pulled the Randy Howell?
Yep.
Yeah. That's how Randy did it and won the classic. It's like, all right.
Yeah.
Turn this ship around. and then here's what's cool. Check this out. Jerk bait, half ounce jig, chatter bait, and a crank plug. Those are some cool tools for victory, bud. That's pretty much the synopsis of what you used, ain't it?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the jerk bait counts.
Oh, in the middle
of it.
Jig and minnow. A little.
Didn't even throw that.
Oh, I thought you tried it in practice and it didn't work. That's what I said.
Yeah, I tried it in practice. It didn't work. And then day two, when they were blowing through all that bait, I was like, all right, I guess we're going to catch them on the minnow. They wouldn't even look at that stupid thing. Threw it in the box and was rolling. I feel like if I went there with just that crankbait in my hand, I could have caught 60 to 80 fish a day.
And what was that magic crankbait? What was that?
I was just throwing that little, it's a Yozuri MDR. We call it auto bass because if you throw it, you're automatically going to catch bass.
You know, it's a catch. So,
yeah, it just catches them. It's just a little small little crawfish, but you can cast it a mile. To be that small, cast a mile and get down to like 8-9 foot, it's a bad little dude.
Yeah, that's a nice sounding plug for sure. Yeah. And it's cool to see you, I mean, combining old school bass and techniques with, of course, forward facing and perspective technology. I mean, it's a sign of the times, and you capitalized on everything you possibly could to achieve victory. And brings us to this point right here, and I like to call it the Robbie Floyd fish, and that was your. It's the Robbie Floyd fish at the end of the derb. And I know he's told this story a zillion times, but it was kind of like, and we did a clip of it on the Stray Cast. That people were like, oh, we finally get to see what he was talking about. But describe that Robbie Floyd fish for the audience, would you, bud?
Insanity? That's one word for it. that was awful. That was like the most technical bass catch like ever. I mean, dude, I'm not even looking.
The best ones. No, the most. No, that's still that. See, but what was cool about that deal is like you were still in the motions. Like the most untechnical one was like Boyd Duckett's win. He didn't even know he got bit. He was just like, oh, a bass. And then whatever. Sorry. Sorry that I just said bad words in this show, trying to keep this family friendly. Yeah, but anyway, back to this deal.
You cuss me like that.
Yeah. Sorry. no, but the and you did fish boat dock, so I mean you just defied everything in this whole tournament.
Yeah, I did.
As you were fishing a boat dock, you happened to pull out and you snatched a Robbie Floyd fish because he was yelling at you. You got 5 minutes, dodge, you come to the camera.
Yeah.
And then boom, time, boom, there it is. You know that's when it's going to happen.
It didn't even make a difference. Like as far as total, like I'd have been fine without it. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Like, it gave me about a pound upgrade, whatever. So, but dude, I don't think I could have made it back to the arena. It's like still sane without that fish.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when you catch the fish like last moment, I mean, he's literally telling me, he's like, dude, you only got 5 minutes left. Yeah. Well, I know. And I kick the trolling motor up to just go. And then all of a sudden you catch like your biggest fish of the day. Dude, that's a. That stuff don't happen for no reason.
Yeah,
but yeah. I was stressed out because I'm like, I'm holding the fish I was culling.
Yeah, yeah, it was so awkward.
I was scared to crank the motor because I was like, oh, wait, I don't want to break a rule. Exactly. So I'm like, I was about to, you know, I was trying to get my scale to come up, make sure I was culling the right one and everything. And then I was like, oh, crap, I don't want to crank the motor and that be like some rule I haven't read or something. I don't remember reading it, but a lot was going through my mind.
But I thought the same thing. And when that happened, it's like you just know. It's like it was kind of like Mike's fish at the last minute, too, in his classic in New Orleans, Yike and Ellie's. You know what I mean? You see those last minute heroics and you kind of like, yeah, that's our champ. That's our champ right there.
Yeah.
And I got to ask you this last in a nutshell question is, if you could think back to the moment when you know your weight was announced and Dave announced you and Mercer announced you as the winner, like what exactly happened in your head at that particular second? Like what was going on?
Jeez. All I could think about was my family.
That's cool,
all I could think about.
I love it.
Like, yeah, I mean, I was jacked and kind of concerned about picking up that heavy trophy. I didn't want to look like a little, you know, a little sissy not being able to get it over my head. But, like, so before we went up there, I'm backstage and, like, all by myself sitting there. And, you know, I'd been talking to Adam. Asking what he had, and he told me he had 18 pounds. I swear I wouldn't do that to you. I was like, yeah, but fishermen are liars. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I don't trust you yet. But when I heard that him call out 18 pounds for him, I mean, I knew what I had. Yeah, and that's when I like broke down and kind of got all those emotions out of things. Okay. Yeah,
yeah, that makes really sense. How do you keep it together though? Because you kind of figured it out already, and then now you got you're up on stage. Wow, you're good, dude. You should go into method acting if you can handle that one.
This whole thing is method acting.
It's a method. Every new method acting today, right?
I mean, yeah. I gotta do method acting, then I'd have to remember what method I was in.
Oh,
I'm just gonna be my awkward self.
Just be the method to the madness, okay, champ? That's all you gotta be.
There you go.
And that's your Bassmaster Classic victory in a nutshell. Congratulations on that, dude.
Thank you.
I mean, seriously, amazing. And I think this would be an appropriate time to kind of bring you back now, because let's think about when the dream started. Okay. Now, I know that you and Carl were out there smashing. You and Pops were out there
smashing. Yeah, we were.
Yeah, I mean, from 7 years old, bud, you've been a proper bassin' man since the age of seven. And you and your pa were out there, I mean, just Tuscaloosa. And how do you say that? Tuscaloosa? Tuscaloosa.
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 Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. I mean, you guys are out there since the age of seven as a team duo. I mean, yep. Kicking butt then, man. I mean, think about
that's that. And to have them in the boat with me, dude, come on.
Yeah.
When we were riding around that arena, I don't know if you saw it. Like, the first thing I did when my dad got up there, I went straight to him and just handed him the trophy.
Yes.
Like,
I could tell, dude, man.
Gosh.
I could tell, man.
Awesome.
I mean, that's the first thing in the Justin Hamner timeline. Let's start it there. With you 7 years old and you and Carl, him introducing you to this beautiful sport of bass fishing, okay? Beautiful. And then you kind of progress on, and you got your next tournament, bud, in life, and that's old Jimbo Williams. I mean, about the age of 12, you and Jimbo just start turning it up, didn't you?
We tore
it up.
We was going out, we're middle school, can't even drive yet, obviously. His mom would come and pick us up from middle school every day, and he had a little John boat. All it had was a trolling motor on it. We'd charge that battery up, little 12-volt battery up every night, drive the four-wheeler down to the lake, throw it in there, and we'd do a lap around his slough every single day. It was just a matter of going left or going right.
That's all, man. Their bucket heads are going to see you, weren't they?
Heck yeah. We caught the piss out of them, too.
You and Jimbo tore it up. I mean, and those are the bass and glory days. You know what I mean? Like, that's where you're out there just pretending to be your hero. Like, when I was a kid, I'd do the same thing. And my aunt got me a two-man bass hunter boat for my eighth grade graduation. And I was out there being Rick Klun every day. I just wanted to plug every day being a bass man. I mean, that's how you do it, man. Hey, let's jump.
You knew how much we learned about that, though. Like, me and him would spend so much time. Like, we would walk through the water just looking for crawfish. You know, we're picking up rocks, getting crawfish, just seeing what they were like, seeing how they moved and stuff. And then, you know, we're throwing little finesse jigs to, like, well, dude, we like made our own lures. They were awful.
But like, but wait, I think just short at this time that it's an Alabama requirement that prior to getting your driver's license, if you're a bass fisherman in Alabama, you need to learn how to swim a jig. And I think is that accurate in saying? So I think about that time.
Absolutely.
At Jimbo Williams, the end of that era, that's where you learned the jig swimming madness, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Put that Alabama shake on, son.
And then, of course, appropriately, right after you learned the Alabama shakes, you went and did a little work for the University of Alabama, and you did a little groundskeeping over there. I mean, cutting some lawns, cutting some. You even cut Jordan Lee's lawn, I heard. That's a true story.
Jordan Lee. I don't know if it was his lawn or not.
It's a true story I made up right now.
Yeah,
just
sounds that. Good.
But when you were
that was for about 6 years though.
Yeah, six years
with the university.
You earn some money. You earn some money. But here's the deal. Like, I mean, landscaping's an art in its own. I mean, it's a very meticulous art. It's similar to bass fishing. I owned a landscaping company myself at one time. And like, you know, you got to make decisions. Like, do I cut first? Do I weed eat first? Do I trim that? You know what I mean? Like, what's the method? Do you cut first or weed eat first? You trim first or cut?
So we would edge first.
Definitely
edge first, then weed eat,
and
then cut.
and then cut. And then there's less cleanup.
We got to have everything perfect. So, you know, we had those Walker mowers that suck all the, you know, grass clippings up and everything. Can't be having no grass clippings up.
It keeps the tide rolling. You know what I mean? It keeps the tide.
Exactly.
It keeps the tide.
I'm just saying. I mean, I left and our national championships kind of.
The mojo that you were bringing.
Coincidence, but.
Yeah. Where did it go? Right back to you and winning a Bassmaster Classic. See, duh, they should have known. You know what I mean? Roll Tide.
Should have known. Should have paid me more than $12.50 an hour.
Yeah, exactly. Hashtag Roll Tide up a little bit. Bring up the tidings. Yeah. Just saying. So that being said, little pay and a lot of work left little time for Bassin. So you had to make an adjustment. You did a little, I'm timelining you here. Went and worked back for the family concrete business for a little bit, and you got back into the opens. Okay.
Yeah. So at that time, I was actually I'm dumb. I mean, I don't know. My wife, I don't know how she or why she even agreed to it. So I leave the job at the university. Don't tell her how dumb she is. She is an amazing woman.
You're something else, champ. You're something else. Hey. It's a slippery slope. Have I showed you her
beautiful picture?
Yes. Yes.
Look at that beautiful painting. Okay.
She is the smartest woman in the world. For the record.
So I leave the university, but I had to wait until she had our baby. To leave the university so we could get those good health insurance.
There you go.
So,
makes sense.
Smart. Yeah. So we get that. I leave the university and literally, I mean, that was my last week and went back to pouring concrete during the day. I mean, that was like 6 to 3 or 4. And then as soon as I get off that, I started my own lawn care business. So nice. As soon as I get done pouring concrete, doing my own lawn care.
Okay.
Just to try to pay for these stupid opens.
I'm telling you, it gets expensive. It gets expensive to try and live the dream, but the payoff's amazing, as you're living proof of. Yeah, I'm gonna throw a date at you here, and you tell me if you remember what happened on this date in your life. Okay, from a bass fishing fan's perspective, which I am, I see this as a turning point in your career. Which made you the angler you are today. And that date is July 26, 2019. You remember what you were doing on the afternoon of July
26th? That's the James River.
That's the James River, sir. July 26, 2019 in your truck.
That was rough. That was really rough. Yeah. Jeez. So I filled up my truck and I thought I had enough gas to make it back home. And it was going to be close, but I literally didn't have another dollar. I mean, there ain't nothing left on these carbs. Yeah, I was digging underneath my dang truck seat trying to find quarters to buy me a double cheeseburger from McDonald's. It got rough.
Yeah, bud.
Just because I didn't make a check on that James River tournament. I lost like 10 or 12 fish in that tournament. Any of them would have done it. But yeah. That's the reason I didn't qualify for the elites that first year too. So,
yeah. And I mean,
that sucked.
I mean, so many anglers at that point would cave. You have a brand new baby at home. I believe Scarlett was just born at that time. And I mean, decisions abounding, you know, it's like, hey man, maybe I should just go pour concrete and cut lawns. I'm sure that crossed your mind at that point. But then again, you went to the next derby. You made it to the last derby of the year. You cashed. And then 2020, you did it. You did it. What made you keep going, bud? What made you keep going towards this dream at that point when you were completely down with $0?
I wasn't going to stop until I physically just could not do it. I wasn't going to stop. I mean, I didn't want to put my family in that situation ever again. So all I did was just bust my butt the next year even more and cut more grass so I wouldn't be put in that situation again. But I wasn't quitting.
Yeah, man. I mean, amazing. And things like that make a champion. Things like that make a champion. Think about that. Think about how that prepared you for where you are right now in your bassing career. You can get over that. Now you can get over
anything.
And you're a champion. Anything. You're a champion now. Dude. You've been at this elite series since 21, right? And already a champion in a short time. You just might as well win your first one. Might as well be a Bassmaster Classic.
Might as well. I was saving it up. Dude, that's what makes us love this so much. It don't matter what you coming from. You just freaking put in the work. It don't matter.
Dude, you tasted blood. You know what I mean? You're like a great white that was out there. I mean, that's what Corey Johnson just told me the same thing. He's like, Pat, now I know what it's like to win. And that's what Corey just told me.
It's dangerous.
I know. It's dangerous. Now you know what it's like to win, Justin.
Dude, I mean, it hadn't worked out yet, but just like this last tournament at St. John's River, I made a heck of a gamble to go out there and try to catch I'm talking about a straight up fat bag.
Okay.
And come back with 5 pounds.
I loved your video. Today we absolutely crushed them. Sitting in second place. Second from last. Me and Dave Gaston were out there cracking up about that one, dude.
Dude.
Hey,
so you know what I got to do though? I went straight back and did it again.
Yes. Say, take that. Take that.
Yeah.
But I mean, you fared well, though. I mean, come on. You started the year 14, all right, over at the bend. And then at the fork, a third place, top tenner. Of course, Bassmaster Classic victory, first place there. 26 at Leesburg, and then 55th at St. John. But
I went from second to last to 55th. That 21 pounds helped.
Believe me. Seriously, as I was just about to say, you're a derber and you salvaged it. You know what I mean? It was no Brad Watley lead, 95th to second. Yeah. But for real, you're
if a I'd have had if I'd have had 80-pound braid instead of 65, I don't know. I still ain't figured out. How do you break 65-pound braid? Come on.
Dude, it's absolutely nuts. And I've seen it happen more than once. It's like, dude, it's nuts. I've seen it happen to Hackney once, and boy, was he mad. Oh, was he mad.
Imagine that.
Imagine the shotguns were flying. You heard the whole time.
Yeah.
Hey, Ginger, you around there? You want to do some Justin Hamner?
Yeah.
Bassmaster Classic and Bassmaster Elite History all-time.
Numbers.
Yeah. You probed Ronnie Moore, right? How is Ronnie when you probed him? Did he sit still?
He's sore.
He got a little bit more high pitch.
Yeah.
Hi. Hi, ho, children. Yeah. Gigi, when you probed Ronnie and found out some stats about Justin Hamner, what are you finding out here? Tell me what you got here.
So we have Justin, you have now fished 44 Bassmaster Derbs.
Oh, okay.
In your career. Okay, 34 times in the money. It's only 10 times not cashing, which is a wild stat.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So for
your 44 Derbs, you've caught 1,559 pounds of bass.
Wow. You've
accumulated $585,802 in winnings.
Okay.
So,
a couple years, not bad.
Not bad. So we broke it down. So per pound, you are making $375.75 per pound of bass that you catch.
Yikes! Every pound of bass you catch is $375, bud.
It's a lot.
That's some expensive fish.
Yeah. I mean, You know, Christine's going to be that like, it's a 5-pounder. It's a 5-pounder. Don't lose it, Justin. That's what she's going to be.
Got some new shoes.
Yes, your super smart wife is going to be like, don't lose it.
So go that's to amazing. Go to the 80-pound braid.
Yeah, go to the 80-pound braid now.
And then I got one more. Just
okay, what do you got? What do you got?
So per derb, with the 44 derbs and your money, you're making $13,314 a derb on an average.
$13K
a derb average. Yep, pretty darn good.
Okay, covering the entry fees. But still, you're above. You're above the red.
Yeah, you're above. 13. Yeah, up there.
Not bad, bud.
Where did all that go?
Well, I'll tell you what. There's still plenty of change right now under the truck seat. You don't got to worry about that. Scrounging for a change.
I haven't had to look at it.
You know what I mean?
If we were doing this about the money, we dang sure be out of here by now.
Yeah. You'd be back pouring concrete, that's for sure. Working for the business, cutting lawns, doing all that good stuff, Carl. Gosh. Come a long way, kid. Pretty cool.
It's pretty nice.
Those are nice stats.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ginge.
Do you want to do the first guess before your 20 questions?
Oh, yeah. You know what? Let's do that.
Okay.
Good thinking, Ginge. Let's bring on our first guest.
Let me try to get that set up. Yep.
Okay. So start into the 20?
Yeah, start in and then I'll let you know.
Okay, cool. That's what we're going to do. So I got a bunch of sneak guests for you tonight. I hope you're ready for this, Justin and Pascal.
I'm ready for anything.
Okay, this is going to be fun.
I'll try anything once.
All right. Well, first off, I got a list of 10 questions for you. It's kind of rapid fire deal, but just some points of order here. And I want to see how this pertains to you, a Bassmaster Classic champion. And whenever we have Klun on the show, we get deep. And Brandon's deep now as well. And they're really into creative visualization. You familiar with the term in bass fishing? Have you at any point in your life creatively visualized this win, like so specific that you saw it? Have you ever seen this win, this victory?
Yeah.
Tell me about
I've held that trophy up so many times.
Tell us about it.
I mean, I've had several like actual dreams, like I won the classic. They get a little weird and squirrely, you know, somewhere in there. But I've won it a bunch. But dude, just sitting there in the mirror, just straight up butt naked in the mirror, just holding that trophy up.
These are vivid dreams. These are vivid dreams of a champion.
Yeah. Who Michael doesn't Jordan want to hold that trophy dreams. Up? Just straight up butt naked in the shower, just holding that thing up.
Did you know Come that on. The entire Chicago Bulls team had the same dream? Yes.
What?
NBA champions. No, I made that part up. But I mean, are you telling me you've really had that dream?
I've actually like legitimately had that dream more than 10 times.
That's insane. So if I mean, pretty much, I think it's a given. If you have a dream that you're naked holding up a championship trophy, you're going to win it.
Oh, the naked part is like after I wake up, I just I'm just sitting there in the mirror like, that's the visualizing part. But the real dreams were I was fully clothed for some reason.
Okay, good. I'm so I thought there was some like some subliminal meaning like this, like I was born, it's the nakedness, and I was born into this world, and I was meant to hold this trophy up over my head as a warrior of the Bass Galaxy. I didn't know what was going on here. It was beautiful though. Whatever.
No, it's just like a hop out of the shower, you look yourself in the mirror, and just
you're like Jim Tam Tan Laundry. Dang it, I am somebody. LFG. Like that. I get you, champ. Hey, let's do this. Let's bring in our first guest of honor. Andy, we're ready to go? I think we are. Okay,
yep, here it is. We're ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, here to congratulate you, our first sneak guest of the evening. Andy, bring him on. Let me introduce this guy. Ladies and gentlemen, It's the one and only president of BASS, Mr. Chase Anderson. Welcome aboard the crazy train, sir.
Hey, Pat. Hey, Justin.
How you doing?
How's it going, Chase?
Good, buddy. Good to see you.
It's our champ, Chase. He's here.
I know, and I love that last part about the shower. That's all I caught. I got on. Hey. I assume y'all talked some fishing before then, but, man, thanks for having me on, Pat, and great to see you, Justin, and you know how excited we are for you, but I look forward to spending a couple minutes with you here.
Absolutely. If you knew what I did to your chair during that Bass headquarters, you know, celebration that you weren't there for, I don't know if they told you or not, but I had a good time in your office.
Yeah, I heard. So Justin came to the office. We had him over, had a little celebration with the team. I unfortunately was traveling that day for other stuff, and I didn't know about it the day before, and I couldn't change my trip. So my assistant, Claire, who sits right outside me, when I got back, she said, you know, Justin sat in your chair right there at your desk. But did you put your feet on the desk or not, Justin? That's the big question.
Did you hear that whole naked thing?
I did, but... Uh-oh. We're going sideways fast on this one, Pat. You got to write this in, buddy.
All right, you two. Relax.
sorry.
All good. I'll keep the feet on the desk in my mind and leave it at that.
Yes, please.
Yeah, sure. That's all it was just the feet.
I mean, but pretty. Hey, you got it. Just like when you go to the Oval Office, you know, you got to take the opportunity to sit in El Presidente's seat, and Justin seized the opportunity right there, like a champ. You know,
absolutely, like a champ.
The
coolest thing is when you go into his office, he's got the whole Ray Scott get up. You know, the hat, the vest, and everything, dude. It was awesome.
Well, glad you asked. That may have to finish.
Hey, there it is.
Yes, Ray Scott hat.
That is the official. See, this is that's his version and his autograph right there. So
I see, but
I'm very proud of this hat. It normally is in my office, but I thought, well, maybe it may come into handy tonight. So
you knew, didn't you?
You teed me up for that, Justin. I appreciate it.
You knew, cowboy.
There you go.
You showed me one time. Chase, I believe at Gussie's champion toast that Ray gave you a belt buckle, didn't he?
Well, he did not, but Jim Kentz, who was his right-hand man for years and years, gave it to me. And these came from Susan, Ray's wife, who kind of had all of his memorabilia and belongings, and we were fortunate enough to get several pieces of his. I've got a jacket, a vest, a hat, and a belt buckle. Really cool stuff I keep in the office or at home here.
I mean, and pretty amazing, Chase, that I think if you have to look back at things here and you being the president of BASS, think of how rich in history this organization really is. And if you look back at all of it combined, it's pretty cool to where it brings us in 2024. I mean, we find ourselves with Rick Klund's 500th Derby, 50 years of tournament angling, and a fresh new Bassmaster Classic champion. It's quite a cool 24 so far, isn't it, Chase?
Oh, it's incredible. Like you said, the history and legacy, and it goes back to if you see the cast episodes we did on FS1, the phrase you heard a lot was, Ray had a dream, right? And he had a dream, and it's like he had an incredible vision to see what the Classic would be like in 2024, and for Justin to hold the trophy over his head, right? Pretty remarkable. It's like he was such a visionary, and have privilege to be such a storied brand and organization who, throughout the years, the legacy and the heritage have remained so strong, yet we've been doing new things as we've moved into the future and what the Bassmaster Classic has come and what it's meant to hold the trophy. And I can't relate to that, Justin. You can. I'd love to hear more about what it's really like. But, it is amazing. It started with Ray's dream, and we at Bass Now feel like we're stewards of that when it carried into the future. And by working with these talented anglers and promoting their skills and abilities, and putting Justin and others on the biggest stage in the sport and doing our best just to promote the heck out of it. Obviously teach and educate, make it exciting at the same time. You know, we can carry on Ray's vision and the legacy of the organization, the brand that so many of your viewers now and our members, you know, have contributed to so much. And we're in an awesome position to try to just be good stewards and be leaders in the sport. I'm firmly convinced and confident we are the leaders in the areas of the sport that we touch.
Absolutely.
And that we lead. And but yeah, thanks for bringing that up, because it all does go back to Ray and his dream and the foundations of bass in our sport. So
what you, and something that you said when on that, I believe it was the second day of the St. John's River, when you guys presented the picture to Ricky Klon, was that the second or the third?
Yeah, it was Friday. It was the second day. I got up and spoke about Rick's 500th tournament, his 50th season. It was quite an honor to be able to do that. Yeah, just last Friday, last week.
You said, and proudly representing the Shield. And that's really the deal. I mean, ever since I was a little boy, if I knew if you had that blue and gold Shield on your bumper sticker, you were cool. You know what I mean? We related. We shared a common bond. And that was that bass, that blue and gold Shield, staying loyal to it. Dustin's a perfect example.
Right. It means something to people. And, you know, when you see that, it resonates. It generates something in people, and emotional response, if you will. It does for me. It's why I'm wearing this hat right now and I'm on this show, honestly. You know, I joined as a kid that care about the organization, you know, personally, not just professionally, because it's what I do. I wouldn't be doing this professionally if I didn't care about it personally. And that, you know, that's so many people who are involved with our sport and in our industry. Pat, I know you have that story, and Justin, you obviously do, giving your life to pursuing your dream and being a top angler in our sport and Bassmaster Classic champion. You know, my goodness, sacrifice to get that is, I don't know how you begin to, you know, add all that up. But no, it is the Shield, the brand, the patch, I believe they called it more in the older days. It means something to people. And we all that love this so much have a strong connection to it, if you will. And again, I do myself, or I wouldn't be on this show right now, and neither one of y'all would be here.
It's the common denominator.
That's right. And yeah. I'm sure a lot of your listeners and our members and our fans, the 1.3 million people that came to our website over the course of the Classic Week, you know, so many of them have that. And a lot don't, because we're bringing new people into it as well, right?
Yeah. Thanks, Ben Milliken, for that, right? Benny's bringing a bunch of them too.
Well, you know, there's a lot of guys now and new things we're doing and we're working on together with the anglers and with other leaders in the industry, right? I mean, it's exciting times. We're seeing a lot of new growth in our sport and in our industry. So
yeah, I mean 100%. And Chase, thanks for being a cool president. You know what I mean? Thanks for being a cool prez, bud.
Well, hey, Pat, I'm not as cool as you and never will be, but
come on.
I appreciate the compliment from you. It makes me feel cooler that somebody like you would tell me that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't get a lot of guys that are going to come on the show and put a Ray Scott hat on. And I mean, that's pretty cool in itself. I mean, you know what I'm saying, Justin? That's pretty B.A. Barack.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mind wearing a cowboy hat now. Justin knows how much I like to wear my boots. I wear my boots all the time.
Oh, yeah. He'd be rocking them now.
It's not just any cowboy hat. It's the Ray Scott hat, dude. See, that's what you got to get.
The cowboy hat.
That's the cool. Yeah. It's not just a cowboy hat. It's it's Ray Scott's hat.
Yeah. I don't go around wearing a cowboy hat all the time. I will say that. But I wear the Ray Scott on special occasions, and that's at the Classic. And for your show, Pat.
Well, thank you very much. Chase, we certainly appreciate everything you do for the Bass Galaxy and this show. And before you go here, do you have any words of wisdom to Justin Hamner for the remainder of his 2024 season?
Absolutely. Thanks for asking. You know, obviously celebrate it, Justin. Enjoy it. Take advantage of the platform you're giving to speak, to tell the story and tell it personally from the heart. You know, your story from when the dream started, and you know, be authentic with it, and people really connect with that. And it truly is an American dream type of story. And from, you know, when you started as a young kid, the adversities you've had, and you know, you spoke a little bit about it at the classic, the profession you had before this to where you are now is, you know, the champion of the world, the Super Bowl champion, the Bassmaster Classic champion, right? It's a story that needs to be told, and we here at Bass want to help you tell it. And obviously Straycast and many others in the industry want to as well, but enjoy it, but then also use the opportunity to promote yourself and promote the partners that support you and support our industry. And we want to help you do it. But when somebody asks you to be on something like this, take advantage of it. And
long life of bassing.
Call us, call the office for ideas on how we can help you promote it. Right. So
there you go.
You are our champion. Nothing will ever change that. And we want you to celebrate it. And we want to work with you to promote this great opportunity for you. So
that's pretty cool coming from the Prez.
That's awesome. Dude, and that's why you've been so awesome to us. It's just like you have that relatability. You get down on our level. You know what I mean? You're there every tournament, it seems like, and you're back there with us and hearing from us and stuff like that. And it's not just somebody that, you know, oh yeah, we hear about this guy that owns it, never hear from him. We really appreciate you actually being there and, you know, the input, but also obviously the platform that y'all are providing us is incredible. And I don't know how many of, you know, just all the Bassmaster organization people reached out to me and have helped me and my wife through all this mayhem. But I can't thank y'all enough. It's been awesome.
You're so welcome. You know, you're the one that scratched and clawed to get there and get the victory, and congratulations to you and your family. And, you know, it's neat. I have a daughter named Scarlett also. It was really cool meeting her
That's awesome.
Yeah. So when I found out her name was Scarlett, I got all excited because we've got a 7-year-old named Scarlett. And Justin Scarlett she was tired at the beginning of the night. By the end of the night, she was out there dancing and having a big time.
That's awesome.
But you know,
I've got a video of her dancing with with Davey Height. That might be the best video ever made.
Oh, Davey's a heck of a dancer. We all know.
You know, you mentioned something earlier about me, and I appreciate you saying that. I don't tend to make a lot of stuff about me, or at least I try not to. But I like it. I like it. You know, I do this because I like it. Going backstage, and I like talking to the anglers. And when I ask you to see your bag of fish, it's not because I'm trying to make it inconvenient for you. It's because I really want to see it. It's like, I want to see what the best in the world's doing. I know I could never do that, and I want to try to learn, and I have fun doing it, and being around the pro anglers. I'm a fan myself, right? That's part of it, man. When I'm down there by the boats in the morning, you know, before y'all leave, I'm looking at all the gear. I'm like, man, this is cool. I'll take a picture and send it to my buddies and be like, man, check this out.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is what it is. But man, appreciate what you said about our team. Got a small team, smaller than most people think, but we work really hard and really proud of our team. And we want to work with you and all the anglers to promote our sport and take it to the next level. So
that's awesome. Hey, Chase, before we let you go on, I want you to know this about Justin. And I don't know if you heard this earlier in the show or know this about him, but in 2019, he was on the James River in the Opens. He didn't cash. He was completely out of money, barely had enough gas to get home. Wow. And scraped up enough change under his truck seat to buy a cheeseburger. Right. Wow. And now here he is, a Bassmaster Classic champion. That is the sign of a champion. And that's what you were talking about, chasing the dream with the common denominator, bud.
That's right. And I didn't know that story, that detail, but that's an American dream story, right? And that story needs to be told, right? I'm a believer of that, you know, professionally and personally.
Think of the inspiration it brings. It's inspiring. So many.
The word. It is inspiring. And that needs that. I did not know those details, and that is awesome. And again, congratulations, and enjoy it. And we're so proud of you. you know, and just excited for you.
Yeah. And the pivoting point.
I appreciate it. And that's just something that shows how much it means to us just to be with Bass. I mean, dude, this is obviously just been a childhood dream, but like there's no other place I'd rather be. I'd go through all that again and again and again if it meant I could be right here. So
100%.
Awesome.
Bass Galaxy. That's your president, Chase Anderson. Chase, thanks for coming aboard, and I appreciate you,
thank
bud.
You, Chase.
Thank you, Pat.
Yeah,
Justin, we'll see. Great to see you. We'll talk soon.
Next Earth.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Peace, buddy. How about that, Justin? Hobnobbing with the president.
I wasn't ready for that one. So he probably doesn't remember this story, but like, so I think it was my first or second tournament, you know, on the elites. I hadn't met him yet. You know, it was all that 2021 COVID still crazy. Sure. We didn't have like the pre-meeting stuff. Well, he walks up and introduces himself. And I look at him, I was like, all right, so what do you do? You know, we're sitting there in the weigh-in bag. Like, so what do you do? And he goes, oh, you know, he's bashful. He doesn't like talking to about himself. He said, I guess I own Bass. I was like, oh, let's start this over.
You did the rewind button, didn't you?
Yeah.
Unreal. He's a good dude. Heck yeah, dude. That's pretty cool, man. And cool stuff right there. Hey, back to our before we bring on some other sneaks, let's rapid fire you a few more. Cause I think it's a couple things that Bass Galaxy needs to learn about you. Some from seeing things, I could tell you have a bubbly personality. Would you say that's true?
I don't know.
You're outgoing, it seems like, so far. I mean, you're a good interview. You're a good sport. So I think
I'm always happy. That's
what I mean. So I think you probably do impersonations, don't you? Don't you do an impersonation of someone or something?
Yeah, terribly, but yeah.
Okay, well, do a terrible impersonation for us, like a champion would.
Oh, gosh. Yeah,
give me an impersonation.
Mm. You are putting me on the spot on that one.
There's a lot more of these on the spots coming. Just letting you know.
I don't know. I'm more of a reference kind of guy. I don't ever do the impersonation as much.
Give me a cool reference.
I mean, like I have a bunch of like SpongeBob references. Is that cool? Like what? You weren't ready for that one, Pat.
No, I was not. That's amazing. Give me a SpongeBob reference. That's great.
I mean, pretty much any situation, you can pull out a SpongeBob reference. So like, I don't know. Me and my wife just walk around all the time and pretty much everything. It's either that or that's what she said.
That's
what she said. My wife to death in public.
That's perfect for everything. The old Michael Scott. That's what she said.
Yeah.
But, I expect plenty of memes now with you. Saying that's what she said, or a SpongeBob.
That's perfect. Or a SpongeBob. You never know what you're going to get.
First three songs come to your head. First three songs that come to your head. Go ahead, boom, give them to us. First three.
The Outsiders, Eric Church. That's a banger.
Okay.
Probably right now, Morgan Wallen, Cover Me Up.
Gotcha.
And then my absolute jam song before any tournament is Sugarland Stay.
Oh, okay. Sugarland Stay. Gets you all wild.
Yeah.
Gets you ready to rip.
I'll be just singing it at the top of my lungs. Obviously, you don't know that song.
I don't.
You like cool music.
Well, okay, who's saying what's what, but I don't know the song.
Go ahead and hit that one.
Well, we can't play.
Get back with me after.
Oh, so yeah, you were being sarcastic.
After you hear that? No, you can ask all my buddies. Like, we're headed to a tournament. I'll pop that song on and be singing in top of my lungs.
Really?
I mean, it is the slowest, just like, it's a slow song.
It's kind of like Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You, but different.
Yeah, I just like singing really loudly terrible.
Well, that's okay. So, if it whatever motivates you, it works for you. You're a champion. You're a champion.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your all-time movie jam? Like, what's your movie?
Ooh.
Hands up.
It's gotta be Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore's so good.
Happy Gilmore. It's hard. It really is. If it comes on, it's getting played. No doubt.
I mean, and it stands up every time. It's like it. You watch it, and it's just as good each time.
Every time.
All those early.
What's yours, Pat?
I mean, I really like Step Brothers and stuff. I'll watch that every time it comes.
Oh, Step Brothers is a good one.
It's just in all that early, you know, that early stuff. The Farley ones, the Sandler ones, the Will Ferrell stuff. All those OGs. I like
that. Was comedy gold. Like that time frame. What is it? Late 90s, early 2000s.
And now I'm really into Danny McBride. Perfect. Anything Danny McBride does is golden. Like Righteous Gemstones, that's amazing. And of course, Eastbound and Down, Kenny Powers, legend.
Legend. Oh, God.
Role model.
Legend. Role
model. Hey, relate your Bassmaster Classic victory to another life experience. You know, that's a life moment, obviously, winning the Bassmaster Classic. Relate that feeling of victory to another feeling similar in life.
Probably. I mean, you got to say your kid.
Yeah, birth of your kid. Right?
There's no doubt that's the boring answer. I know, but like, dude, as far as life changing, that was life changing. Me and that little girl is going to get into some stuff. I love that girl. Gosh, she is awesome.
I mean, you know that. It's like, I mean, I obviously never won a Bassmaster Classic or anything compatible, but just great moments in life. You know, it's like when my daughter was born, the day after she was born, I woke up and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm a dad. It's like, oh wow, I'm a dad. You know, or you know,
it doesn't seem real. Like, yeah, what do I do?
Wow, holy cow! It's like when you know the first time you get laid, you're like, oh my gosh, I got laid. You know, it's like the first time you wake up the next day, you're like, that happened. It finally happened. You know, it's the same.
Winning the classic is way cooler than getting laid.
Is it okay? I'll take your word for it. oh my gosh, yeah. That's awesome. Hey, I don't know, man. I'm going to bag these, Ginge. I'm going to bag the rest of this, and let's get on with our sneak guess. You want to do that, Andy? What do you think?
Give me like a one question. Let me get him ready.
Okay. Let's get on. Cool? I want to bring these guys on because I think this is going to be pretty fun.
I'll let you know.
Okay. Hey, Justin, I gotta ask you this, man. What would you do if there was no bass fishing? I mean, would you just be back with the concrete company? Would you have your own landscaping business? What would you do if there was no bass fishing?
Jeez.
Or if there never was bass
fishing? I mean, I don't know. That's all I've ever thought of. I mean, I guess I'd be cutting stupid grass. I wasn't smart enough to go to school or had the money to. So, like, I'm just going to work.
I mean, I've
never even thought about it.
Like, I mean, that's all you ever thought about is bass fishing. When you were a kid in grade school, you did a paper, and the paper was, I want to be a pro bass fisherman. And the point, the subject point of matter about this was Jay Yellis. He was your role model. Yeah. Jay Yellis was,
he had just won the classic. And I think it was on the Alabama River that year. He had just won the classic. So I was like,
Yeah,
Jay Yellis. He's the freaking man.
I want to be a Bassmaster Classic champion, right?
That's all I wanted.
And you had to do a whole paper on it.
Yeah. My teacher thought I was crazy, I'm sure. All these other kids are doing like real jobs. It's like, oh, this kid just wants to fish. What?
Well, you're like, what's that all about? I mean, think about it too. Yeah. Like, bass fishing is cool now, but like when you were in sixth grade or whenever you wrote the paper, I mean, bass fishing wasn't necessarily cool. You know what I mean?
No.
Oh wait, hold on.
We didn't have any of that.
I hear the Bassmaster theme song, and that's played only for Bassmaster Classic champions. I know you're here, so that.
gosh.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the one and only Jay Ellis. Hey, holy cow.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at this. Jay, we were just talking about awesome. You. No way. Ears must have been ringing.
Yeah. How's it going?
Jay.
How's it going, guys?
Good to see you,
buddy. I'm doing wonderful.
I just wanted to jump here and say hi and congratulate you on your classic victory and just all the success you've had. It's, I think it's wonderful, and I'm proud of you. And they wanted me to jump in here and say hi. So I'm glad to be here. What's going on?
Yeah. Hey, Justin, could you tell Jay the story we were just talking about? Could you tell him that in your own words, please?
So I don't know if you've heard yet or not, but sorry to, you know, get you thrown into this. But when I was in fifth grade, I wrote a paper. We had to do like a report on what we wanted to do or who our role model was growing up. And Jay, you were the man. When I was in fifth grade, you had just won that classic. And I did a whole paper on you.
That's cool. That was kind of my peak back then. I won the classic and then Angler of the Year in 03. And, you know, that's awesome that you would say that, Justin. I appreciate it. And hopefully we've been an inspiration in some form or fashion, but you're doing awesome. And I'm just really excited for you and your family, all the success you've had lately. It's great. And I want you to just keep going. I know you will. Just keep it on a roll, and you're on a good start. I've seen you're in the top 10 in the AOI standings, you know, and just keep it going. I remember after I won the classic that year, I won Angler of the Year the next year. It's the only year I ever won Angler of the Year with bass. And I was so busy after winning the classic and doing promotions and stuff that I didn't, that's the only year that I didn't even think it was realistic to win Angler of the Year. I'd show up to tournaments and I'd miss a day of practice because I was flying in from some seminar or whatever. And I'll be danged if I didn't win Angler of the Year that year. So it's possible. And I'll be pulling for you. Hopefully you can make it happen. I know you guys got a long ways to go yet, but it's totally doable. You can do it.
That's awesome,
dude. I appreciate it. And thank you for being just such a good person to look up to. I mean, all that you've done for the sport, and I mean, how much you've helped with these, all the casting kids stuff. And
oh yeah, it's a lot of fun.
You're the man, Jay.
I appreciate it, Justin. Yeah, I was very blessed to have a 35-year career as a professional bass fisherman. I loved every minute of it. And as you know, I retired in 2022 at the end of that season. So I've had a lot to be thankful for, met a lot of great folks around the country. And I'm just, now I'm just really content running the Cast for Kids Foundation and giving back to kids that are less fortunate and giving them an opportunity to enjoy the great sport of fishing.
That's awesome, Jay. Jay, think about this too.
Yeah.
Think about this, Jay. Like, so this kid is in fifth grade.
Yeah. And
you have no idea that Justin Hamner even exists. And I say that respectfully, but look what your championship did and how it formed this man's life. I mean, that's amazing. We were just talking about it with Chase Anderson. The common denominator, the bond we all share, is this fish. And you winning that classic and that fish formed this man's life.
Well, and the same thing that will happen now. There's young kids out there in fifth grade that are getting into bass fishing, and they just watched you win the classic, Justin, and it's your turn now to be a role model to those kids and show them how much fun fishing is and encourage them to pursue it as a lifetime passion or hobby or profession. You know, there's so many ways to enjoy the sport of fishing. That's one of the neatest things about it. But there's a lot of responsibility that goes with winning the classic, and that's the reality of it. But you're a great man for the job. The mantle's been passed to you, and you're going to be a huge inspiration to a lot of youngsters. Not just this year, but in the coming years. So I'm looking forward to seeing how God blesses the rest of your fishing career, because he's done a lot so far. You've had a great start, and great things are in store.
I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing. So Justin, before we let Jay go here, I think that maybe you want to ask him a question like about his Bassmaster Classic victory. Like when you were in fifth grade, there had to be a question you wanted to ask Jay Ellis. And now fifth grade Justin Hamner has the chance to ask Bassmaster Classic champion Jay Ellis the question about the, you want to ask him anything? Can you think anything?
I don't know if I can right now. I mean, this whole full circle deal, dude, it hit me.
Yeah,
it hit me hard. I mean, this
is people spotted gas on that plug the whole time.
That is an absolute great question. What is the meanest spotted bass?
Yeah, Justin, one thing I heard you talking about during your classic win was that feeling that you had all week that something special was taking place. And I can say that I had the exact same experience the year I won the classic. And it was meant to be. It was already, you know, God had like preordained it to happen and you were just walking it out. That's kind of how I felt looking back after it was over with. And it's just such an unusual feeling. It's very rare. I'll just leave it at that. It's very rare, but I could relate. I could totally relate to what you were talking about there. And I was like, yep, I know exactly. He's going to win it. I've been there. It's hard to describe or explain that feeling to other people because it's like it's supernatural almost. But it's like you know that it's coming. It's going to happen, and you just have to stay focused though on the task at hand and go out and at the same time just go fishing and do your thing and be you out there on the water and then it happened and you won it. So it's pretty awesome, and. But I thought that was cool. And
I appreciate it.
Yeah,
it is such a weird feeling. Like you said, everybody's asking me and I never even got nervous about anything. Like it was just like you said, it was out of my hands at that point. I was just going fishing. Like
yeah,
already decided. It was awesome.
That's when people talk about something meant to be, then that's what Justin is referring to there. And I totally believe it. When it's your time, it's your time. And it was his time this year. So
and there it is. It happened. Awesome. Hey, Jay, thank you so much for coming aboard the Stray Cat Show today. And making Justin's night, I'm sure.
Yeah, for sure.
You dang sure did.
Oh, that's cool.
Thank you, Jay.
Justin, this is awesome. If I can ever help you with anything, just holler and let me know. Text me or call me. I'd like, you know, if you have any questions about anything, that I'd be more than willing to share what I know.
I'm going to send your digits to him. I'm going to send your number to him.
How's that? Do it.
Right. Hey, tell us about the Casting Kids. How do we find out info?
It's actually Cast for Kids. Cast is an acronym for Catch a Special Thrill.
Okay, excellent.
And our website is castforkids.org. It's castforkids.org, or just Google it. It'll pop right up. And yeah, we have fishing events all around the country for kids with special needs. And it's a super fun program. Been around over 30 years. I didn't start I'm running it now and watching it grow. It's a lot. It's all volunteer driven. We got tremendous people all over America that want to do special things for kids in their community. So we just work with them to put on great events for the kids. So check out castforkids.org. We're always looking to start new events, get more kids out fishing.
Excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, check out the castforkids.org and that is Bassmaster Classic Champion, AOI, and Bassmaster Legend. Yeah, you are.
Thanks, so much, Jay. Thanks guys.
Thank you, Jay. Buddy,
take care. All right, see you.
There it is. We think about them apples.
You Justin. Got me on that one. Yeah. You got me on that one.
That's your guy. That's your guy right there. Mm. That's your guy.
Dude,
I'm having a good time. Are you having a fun Bassmaster Classic show?
Yeah, just don't make me cry anymore.
I'm sorry. That's you and Mark Zona. That's our goal, is to always make you and Mark Zona cry whenever you come on the show.
Well,
hey, Jin, do you want to left hook this guy for the last time tonight? What do you think? How are we doing there?
Yep, loading up now, bud.
He's loading it up, and we got one more left hook for you. We're bringing in one more mystery guest for the night. Oh, hey, by the way, before we get on to this, we were talking about the like and share contest, and if you haven't liked and shared the live Facebook feed, sorry to everybody else and to those that are going to watch on the, or listen on the podcast tomorrow, but you have a chance to win the Power Pole Pack from Straycast, Justin Hamner. And Power Pole, of course. Also the Tin Cup Mountain Whiskey Fun Pack to your door. And get this one. Something from Justin Hamner. All you had to do was like and share a live Facebook.
Are you ready to see that?
You got the prize? Show us the prize. You got it with you? Okay, show us what the like
You're
and share.
You're not ready for this, Pat.
Oh, I don't think I am. What does the audience have a chance to win? What in the world is that? Wait, is our guest here, Andy? Bring him on if our sneak guest is here, because I want him to have a chance to win. Ladies and gentlemen, one and only guest.
Yeah. I'm gonna win that. Yes. My goal is to win.
Pat Walters.
You want that, don't you, Pat?
I do want that. That's like a sign of honor.
Yes.
It
For
is.
Those that will be listening on the podcast tomorrow and don't see this visual, it's a What is that prize, Justin? What in the world is
it? So this is from Yamaha.
Okay.
And this, I went ahead and signed it. I mean, whoa. I hope I didn't mess that up. But
no, so
they give it to like, it's like a thing of honor from Yamaha. And that's pretty freaking awesome.
And you're giving that away to a lucky member of the Bass Galaxy.
We are.
Wow. If you haven't liked and shared the live Facebook.
Is this Hamner's? Idea or Christina's?
Wait a minute, Pat. What do you mean by that? What is going on?
I didn't know if that was his idea or his wife's idea to get it out of Alice.
You didn't want to look at it.
Hey, Patrick, what was in your bedroom this past week? The corner of your bedroom?
It was
at St. John's River.
I just had
a fingerless demon doll.
Oh, yeah. That doll was pretty creepy. I tried not to look at it. I think I turned it around. What were you doing in my bedroom, first of all?
Wait, was it Annabelle? And what?
So he said, I tucked you in last night. I said, you didn't tuck me in. He said, I tucked you in. And I was like, I don't remember you being in there. So I must have been asleep. He said, yeah, you were snoring. Oh, my God.
Unreal. Hey, Pat, your buddy won the Bassmaster Classic, Patrick.
Small local derb done got the W.
Yeah,
that's what I told him. I said, hey, if you're going to get the W, that's the one to get.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I mean, and let's be real about it. I feel pretty strongly in saying this statement. Back me up, Patty Walters. Justin would not even have come close to winning if it hadn't been for your drive on the final day of the classic to get him there. Cause he wasn't even going to go. He's like,
he said he was going to sleep in.
Yeah. I can't get out of bed. I can't do this. And you're like, you can do it. You're a contender. Come on. I'm going to drive you to the Coliseum.
Now, whether I was there or not, he was getting it done.
Yeah.
When he's shooting straight that week, it was all aboard. Hey, I was just trying to help him sleep and give him some company a little bit. Because that ride, Hammer, how bad was that ride?
That ride sucked.
I didn't realize his truck drank that much fuel. Like, I filled his truck up. He was like, go inside, get you energy drink. We filled the truck and stuff up. And by the time we got there, it was past the half a tank. And I'm like, you could literally see the fuel gauge just. It doesn't help when you go 90 mile an hour, but.
It drinks it.
Yeah, it does drink.
I mean. But, dude, come on. That ain't even half of it. This man right here, he's the one, him and his family's the one that's helped me. I can't even think about how much they've freaking helped me along the way. I mean, when I was fishing them opens, they're going to be staying in the RV with them. Big T over there cooking for us all these tournaments.
Big T has cooked many meals.
I promise you that driving me to the classic was just the tip of the iceberg for being able to get this done.
Yeah, bud. I mean, you guys been running for a while. You've been, I mean, you were with Justin in that 2019 season there, Patty, on the opens too. And
oh yeah. I mean, we met actually in the Costas. What year was that, Hamner? 18, 17?
17.
Wow. And yeah.
When I came hobbling up with my broke leg.
Yeah, just two goobers. I mean, yeah, back in the day. And we both got along. I mean, it was like we don't get along with that many people. And it was like, dang, we kind of like each other.
Yeah, kind of hit it off.
The funny thing was
when we kept going to the same spot, like we weren't telling each other about what we were fishing. And then we'd show up first spot in the morning, it'd just be me and him, like, all right. We might as well start talking so we ain't screwing each other.
Because I think it was that Open a Harris chain. That first one's like, what you going to do tomorrow? You know, we're like rigging rods. It's like, I'm going to start on a drilla flat. I said, I'm going to start on a drilla flat. I was like, I'm going to throw a rattle trap. He's like, I'm going to throw a rattle trap. I was like, what lake are you going to be in? He's like, I'm going to be in Little Harris. I was like, I'm going to be in Little Harris. And I was like, you're not going to be by that buoy, are you? And he's like, I'm going to be by that buoy. And turns out we were 50 yards away from each other. We both found the same hole somehow. And we didn't catch it. We got a limit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Your co waxed him, though.
My co, I cut his trap off. I was like, dude, I need that trap. It was a Bill Lewis knocker. And I was like, I was throwing an XR knocker, XR rattling. I was throwing a Bill Lewis rattling. Negative. It has nothing to do with his trap because I cut his trap off and put it on my line. And I was like, I'm about to Gerald Swindle this thing. I'm about to catch him. And it was all had to do with how slow he was fishing it.
Because you held your mouth.
And he kept catching him, and I did not. Because, I mean, if anybody knows me, Hamner knows me better than anybody. Hamner, how do I fish a Carolina rig?
That son of a gun reels it. Just I come back and he's throwing a Carolina rig and he's just reeling it in like it's a dang wobblehead.
The power.
Hey, what are you doing?
Touch the bottom a couple times, reel it maybe in. It's like so. It's like rattle trap.
If they don't hit it on the fall,
got it. Two pump, reel it. Just and so yeah, he was like yo-yoing and he cracked him. I could not do it.
That's insane. Unreal. And you guys traveling together in the most prestigious bass fishing league in the Bass Galaxy. And I mean, you gotta run into some crazy situations on the road, ain't it?
We've seen some stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
it'll age you.
Yeah. There's pressures on the road. Pressures on the road.
I'd say there is and there isn't. Honestly, me and Hamner are both pretty easygoing. We're optimistic at all times, I feel like, and we've never run into any situation that's like we got a problem. I don't care if it's Hamner's changing his oil filter or something, or like we got a problem on the side of the road. It's you gotta expect those issues to occur. You know, it's no matter what it is.
Yeah.
The hardest part about it is us breaking down what we found on the water, because we usually find too much stuff and then we just can't fish it all. I mean, because you try to, that's my problem, is I try to fish majority of it. Hamner fishes at the pace of a snail. Actually, Hamner's life, he drives slow, he moves slow. Like, wow. He fishes slow. I'll call him on day one of practice and I've already did I'm talking about a legit full circle. St. John's, the first day I did 140 miles in practice. He's like, and kudos, St. John's, he did move. So not talking crap about St. John's, but everywhere else, he's like,
yeah,
I've been in this one creek all day. Hadn't moved. I'm like, what do you mean you've been in this one creek all day? Like, this creek's like super small. He's like, I was just seeing what it looked like.
Mosey, I like to get intimate mosey with it.
Just mosey.
We get intimate.
I like to brush the learn edges.
You don't even brush the edges. You just drive by the edges.
Yeah, scours the edges.
All friction.
Matt figures out where to go. I just figure out how to catch them. He just figures out where they're at.
Good combo.
Did you, Pat, have you gotten any suction service lately? From the bass?
I have not.
Yeah.
I haven't been on a good spinnerbait bite, a good buzzbait bite. Me and Henry have both been on two good frog bites, though.
Really? Practice.
dialed, dialed. And then tournament time comes, it's been the most, the biggest letdown. I'm talking about like three frogs tied on deck and don't weigh a bass in the tournament on them.
Yikes.
That's, I don't think I threw it at St. John's hardly.
That's a nice.
St. John's was like, about to catch them.
I thought we were going to crack them. So.
I think Harris Chain was actually better, though.
You know, Drew Cook cherishes the secret baits that you gave him at Harris Chain.
Man, I got to stop sharing secrets with that dog, dude.
I mean, I'm telling you, he's already.
I know. Gone, he's he ordered 400.
Did he? Yeah. I mean,
he told me, and I was like, dog, I've done shared secrings with him. He's and like, I said,
hey, Walter's got to do. What's this deal? This thing's just this awesome. They're going to miss this thing. It's the best thing ever. Man, it's scouring awesome. The internet, found him. Found him.
Patrick showed it to me, and I threw it back in his boat. I was like,
yeah, that's a typical me and him move. It's like, you got a new bait, and it's like, throw that, and you're like, nah. Like, you just got to, like, be not interested whatsoever.
Pat's like, I only got a 20 bag. Drew Cook's like, well, just give me 16 of them.
No. He said four. He said, give me four. I said, okay. I was like, I got more if you need more. I said, this is the only bag I have. I don't even know what these are. He's like, yeah, that's all I need. And then he calls me afterwards cussing me. He's like, man, you only gave me four. I was like, dude, you asked for four.
He did ask for four. I was there to witness. He did.
Asked for four. I was like, you want more?
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
That's it.
That's on him.
We were on the water too, and he's like, gosh, I should have got more of those.
Yeah, he should have. That was on him. He has ordered more, though. He's ordered enough for a lifetime because we'll never use those again.
Never.
We'll never bite those again.
It's a one-time only thing.
That's a typical bulk thing, I feel like, every time.
Pat, thank you for coming aboard here and hanging out with us and your buddy. You got any words of wisdom from you, Pat Walters, to your friend? Bassmaster Classic champion Justin Hamner. Give him a little Pat Walters wisdom.
I do. Next time you do a straight cast, drink a Red Bull beforehand because at the endurance clock, we're at an hour and 44 minutes. I know you're tired. These are long shows.
We're thorough. We're very thorough.
Very thorough.
Yes.
Other than that, words of wisdom, live your life. Be happy. I mean, if you're not enjoying it, why are you doing it? And that's why we fish. It's 9 to 5.
That's when we get along.
That's why we get along.
Be thorough. You guys are both thorough. Yeah.
Be thorough and just enjoy it. It's fishing.
See that.
And well, anything, even if it's not fishing, even if you didn't fish tomorrow, you got to find something that makes you happy.
Absolutely.
And fishing right now is making me mad. And it, listen, I'm about to fillet them, okay? On the side point?
In the side.
Okay. Pat, you tell me, do you eat bass?
Me? No, I don't really. No. Why not? Mean, I have. Huh?
When was the last time you had a really good day fishing then?
A really good day fishing?
Like
a couple. Like when we went to that secret lake in Kentucky and I caught a dirty 30 right after the classic.
Dang, that is pretty good actually. Okay. So yeah. That's recent.
Well, go out there and not catch them for a while. You'll start eating them again.
Yeah. Eat them? I'm telling you, I don't know. It's like the Native Americans. You got to become one with nature.
Okay.
We eat smallmouth every time we go up north. And since we've been doing that, Hamner, our smallmouth stats have gone up.
Okay. I get it. It's kind of like Rick Klun jumping in the water to acclimate himself with it. Like
we fish. Acclimate with one.
You're acclimating. I like it. Yes. Hey, speaking of acclimating, let's give away some stuff. What do you think? So while we, all three of us, let's give away some stuff together and end this Stray Cash show. First thing we're going to give away is a Gingy. Why don't you text me the tin cupper and text Justin the power pole one and text Pat the Yamaha Chinese Dell. Is that cool, Pat?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Let's. Oh, look
that's
at
a
that
doll of honor. I'm actually surprised you gave it away. I hope I should have entered my name in there. That was you no really doubt. Should. Christina is terrified of that.
Is like, she really?
Christina comes around the corner and is like, God. Like, she's like shifty. Like, that thing. Hey, every time they walk around the house,
you know me too good.
It's like literally moving in places. It's like, that wasn't there last time we walked in the house.
Hey, like, I put it on her side of the bed, just straight up, just like staring at her. So when she wakes up in the morning, <she's> like,
I love that.
Tormenting. All right, Ginge, here we go. The Bass Galaxy, the winner of the Tin Cup Mountain Whiskey, the official brown liquor of Bass and Fun Pack, 2-year door. It's the one and only Mr. Mike Davis. Mike, you won. Congratulations, right, Mike Davis. You just have to send your to the Stray Cast Facebook page and Rockin' Shoal Fantasy. Gonna get your info. All that goes for all the winners. Now did you get a text, Justin? Let's give away the power poll.
I did.
Fun pack. Who's the winner of the power poll?
It is Patrick Walter. What?
Wait, no, wait a minute. He can't win that.
Oh, Nathaniel Gay.
Oh, I was like, let's go.
You won the power poll pack, Nathaniel Gay.
Oh, wait, Nathaniel.
Awesome. Awesome.
I was like,
Bassmaster okay. Classic champ Justin Hamilton.
Like, I want it.
All right. Now, I'll Pat Walters, this apparently is the big prize of the night.
I have not got a text message yet.
Oh, you haven't?
I have not.
Oh, Pat, Ginge.
Just come up with a name.
Well, no, we can't do that.
Pick a name.
Let me look at a streamer.
He's going to give it to himself. Ginge, you texting Patty? Oh, wait, no,
yeah,
that's me.
Oh, yeah, I just got it. Just got it. Okay. All right, y'all ready for the winner? And the winner
hold it up, Justin. This is the prize.
This is the
Japanese Dao from Yamaha. It's a Japanese.
Chad Hansen!
Chad Hansen, you won! Justin Hammer Yamaha deal.
It's like, God, I wanted that. In the house
Look at that thing. Look at that thing.
You won that.
Hey, not going to lie, kind of looks like Scarlett in the face.
Yeah.
Not going to lie. Look at it in the face.
We'll fight.
Wow. Your haircut, Scarlett in the face. Look at it. I'm not BSing. Look at it. Look at it. It does. You know it does. Look at it. You see it.
It has your eyes, though.
Yeah, it's got my eyes, but it had her like facial features.
Oh, wow. You could tell you guys are roomies. That's for sure. That's for sure. He said, "We'll fight." Justin said, "We'll fight."
He is putting some pounds. I think that's why he's catching him now. He's done put about 10-15 on him. He's finally getting into that fighting weight. I'll still sit on him though. I still got him.
I put one thigh.
Listen,
yeah. You got legs like tree trunks, Pat Walters.
Yeah, graveyard dead. He wouldn't even breathe no more. Like he would just like close your legs. He's like, I'm suffocated.
No, when I was trying to do that recap video, like the bait breakdown, all of a sudden, like there's an explosion behind me. Turn around, like, what the heck was that? He crushed 3 beer cans, one stomp.
Wow.
That's impressive. Tree
trunks. Those are tree trunk legs on Pat Walters.
It was the possum stomp. You know, you ever done one of those dances? The possum stomp. I think is that a song or is that a video? What is that? Or that might be something we're not supposed to be about
after this.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Save the possums, kill the seals. That's what he was done.
Manatees.
Save the manatees and don't
hit too many manatees. I mean, we should honestly bring that up. I don't know if we should take this to. You know, to the state.
Do a public service announcement, Pat. Go ahead.
There are too many manatees in the state of Florida. I love a manatee. Good for them, but maybe they should just migrate somewhere else.
Relocate them.
Yeah. Boat safe. How do they taste? Boat fast. No wakes. Unless it's
eliminate no wakes and eliminate manatees.
Yes, 100%.
Hey guys, thanks. Pat Walters for coming aboard the crazy train tonight. And Justin Amner, I got to tell you, I had a great time on this Bassmaster Classic celebration show. Better late than never. You know what I mean?
Hey, it was fun. I appreciate you having me on. We'll party anytime.
We had a good time. Next week, we got Johnny Garrett on. Johnny's going to tell us. Yeah, he's going to tell us all about the Harris chain. Tell us what went down there.
You will have to give him a Red Bull.
Yeah, we're gonna amp him all up. We're gonna amp Johnny Garrett up, and I'm gonna have some.
Ask him why mullet jump.
Why mullet jump?
There you go.
Okay, that's my first question of the night.
I can't wait.
Why mullet jump? My first question to Justin was: do you edge first or cut first? And he edges first when he's doing.
I don't edge. Yeah. I just cut.
Just cut straight. Cut.
I just cut.
Straight cut, man.
Patrick, don't slow down enough.
That should be the next cast. Straight cut. That's what I do. I'm a straight cutter, okay? You don't want me cutting any hair or you're long, all right? It's going to be crooked. No hair
here, son.
Yeah. And scalped.
I don't know. You're the one who cuts it on like a, what'd you say, an inch and a half? Inch and a quarter? I at least cut it on two.
Wow.
Inch and a half. Cut,
that's low, dude.
Yeah. You guys are
getting down there.
High and tight. High and tight. Hey, speaking of high and tight, since you guys are roomies, would you guys close the show for me and then tell everybody that we'll see him next week with John Garrett? Would you guys take turns and just close the show? And I'm leaving. I'm out, guys. Thanks. Bass Galaxy, love you. This is Pat Walters and your reigning Bassmaster Classic champion, Justin Hamner, closing the Straight Cast Show. Peace. See you next week.
Pat's out. He had to go poop. we're going to close this show. You just want to hang out for a while? I mean, what
we actually shit. Could. Let's go another 15. Hey, let's drop some knowledge on him. This would be like the most viewed scene.
Guys, fine. We don't care.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, all right. We'll wrap it up. We'll
start show.
Responsibility for what happens.
By the way, the that best was this I gotta tell you though.
Straight Cast. Oh wait, you got a secret?
I do. I got a good one for you. I had to share it with you.
All right, give me a call.
All right.
Here we go. Let's go kill it.
Thank y'all for watching Straight Cast. Y'all with your classic champ, Justin Hamner. I'm out. Go ahead, Ham.
Y'all come back next week. Old John Garrett's gonna have that blue trophy.
Peace.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance. No, just kidding. This is Pat. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to Straight Cast on iTunes and leave a review. Tell us what you think. Any feedback is greatly appreciated. Thanks for listening. Peace.